This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Serious Businessman, Jeremy Swayman. Curtis brought that up.
Yeah.
Great recollection there, Curtis. I forgot all about that.
I have a memory. So,
but if you think that's
I went to school
being
for
a dink,
huh?
If you're a player.
Well, it doesn't matter what we think.
No, no, I'm saying if you're a player.
It's what his teammates
think. That's what I'm saying. If you're a player and you think that's somebody being a dink that's trying to, like, understand the business of the game, they're trying to educate themselves of the business of the game.
But Wiggy, if you're a guy, that would rub you the wrong way.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, I feel
it
like
not, would. No, because, it would. No, I was a guy that was always wanting to know why we couldn't get this done, why we couldn't get that done. When Gene Upshaw used to come in and used to say, okay, these are some of the things that the PA is trying to get done. Why can't we get...
Of course, Wiggy. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that.
No,
I'm saying if you're sitting there and you're talking about Stanford Business School...
Yeah, but if he's educating... I know a lot of players that when
Wiggy,
I play...
I'm not saying you shouldn't be educated
about it. Listen,
like that.
I know a lot of players that didn't know, weren't educated about it, but heard their teammates talking about stuff like that and then went to their teammates afterward and said, hey, can you give me a little insight on this? I'll never forget when I got to the NFL and I made the team and it was one of the veterans and they said, whatever you do, put the max in for your 401k.
But I'm sure there are guys on that team who go, wait a second, maybe you should have spent less time in the online Stanford Business School classes and more time out there taking pucks.
Yeah, like, but this was in the offseason.
Yeah,
after he
but
played
once
well.
The season started.
Right, but he didn't get there until. But they were talking about something that happened in the offseason after he just had a great playoff performance. Like the fact that guys are upset that he's, you know, trying to set the market for other guys. Like, do you think Linus is mad? Linus, the reason why he's getting $8.25 million a year is because of Swayman. And so when he negotiates, he goes, listen, I had the same numbers. Give me the same thing.
401 texter from Rhode Island. Hello, Rhode Island. Thank you for your long support of this radio show. Says, is it too late to add talking about going to business school to the ick bracket?
Good point.
That is a great point. Right.
That is a lot of guys' opening line.
This is Mark from Medford. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, you know what? Hearing that interview with Swayman that you just played, Mike Milbury is right. He is a friggin' dink. Okay? Who died and made him the representative for every goalie in the NHL. Okay, number one, this kid played half a season with Almark and a few games before that the following year. This kid hasn't proved worth a damn yet to be asking for $10 million, $9 million, or $8 million. Okay, if I was Don Sweeney and if I was Cam Neely, I would try my damnedest to trade this kid over the summer, even if you had to eat the contract or half the contract to get him off this team, because if he's going to continue to be a cancer, and you can see it from the remarks from Marchand and the remarks from Zadorov the other night, then this team ain't going to go anywhere with him in the net. Huh? Have you seen his numbers? His numbers aren't even worth Saskatchewan League, Beer League numbers. His goals against average in the last four games is six. That's ridiculous for an $8.5 million guy.
No, you're right about that. Yeah.
And great point in the Twitch chat. Another Office reference when Michael's told to tell people he's in finance, so he walks up to a girl and says he's a bank teller.
Always an Office obscure.
I agree
with
Wiggy.
But Zadorov is worth, what, $5 or $6 million?
Yeah, he's making $5 million.
Yeah, and he's worth that? No, nobody on this team is worth, other than Pasta.
Making $7 million. That means he worth that?
No. So, like, if you're going to sit here and criticize Swayman, which you should based on his production, then you got to criticize the rest of the team other than Pasta. Before Charlie McAvoy got hurt, doesn't he make $10 million a year? There were plenty of times when we were having conversations with Milbury or other Bruins fans that are like, wait a second, this guy's not worth $10 million.
Well, they're going to have to figure that out in this offseason if there's an issue.
This team's screwed. They got no leadership in that locker room. This team is screwed. There's a bunch.
You know who could fix it? Based on episode 4 of Celtic City?
Oh, I know who could fix it.
The Hick from French Lick.
Larry Joe. I don't think he could fix anything because he lost the battle.
He was the only guy on that team who voted to keep Bill Fitch as the head coach. Everybody else was like, ship him out of here.
Right.
We don't like him. He makes us work too hard.
Right. And he was ticked off about it. He was pissed about it because he felt like them being more concerned on how he treated them robbed them out a couple of championships.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break. We will talk Celtics with Mego on a Celtics Wednesday next.